Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Lots to talk about today. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Obviously, the issue of banking in America is top of mind for everybody. You know when you're being lied to and when you're being propagandized, when everybody in administration and then the media follows suit because they're in the pocket of the Democratic Party, they start using the same words. You know, like Joe Biden, our banking system is safe. And then Janet Yellen, American banking system is really safe and resilient. And then the Office of Management and Budget Director, Shalonda Young, says our banking system is resilient and secure. Meanwhile, yesterday, Janet Yellen was saying, you're not going to see a bailout of the Silicon Valley Bank. Well, that lasted less than 24 hours before Joe, you know, stepped up. There's a lot to cover here. And you have the FDIC now taking control of this first bank. You have a second bank now closing. And, you know, I know you're hearing a lot about the convoluted technical explanations for what we see happening in America's banking system, but the root cause of bank collapsing is quite simple. And that's after 2 years of record-breaking Joe Biden inflation, America's banking system has started to crack under the pressure. Now, in the case of Silicon Valley's bank collapse, we've had 15 years of record low interest rates in this country. And then Biden inherits 1.4% inflation. It's a joke, by the way, when he says this is Donald Trump's fault. You know, he has blamed Donald Trump for the border. He has blamed Donald Trump for even the Chinese spy balloon. He's blamed Donald Trump for Russian aggression, open borders, inflation, the East Palestine, you know, crash, the refugee program. Budget deficits, now bank failures. I mean, if the dog bites, the bee stings, you're feeling sad. It's not Joe's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault. But this is how sick they are. But you have in this case in Silicon Valley Bank, you know, they ended up with interest rates being so low, you know, buying 10-year treasury mortgage-backed securities. And when they started rapidly raising interest rates, you know, they ended up to meet deposit or withdrawal demands. They ended up cashing in those 10-year notes at massive losses. I mean, massive, which led to where, you know, we were, you know, on Friday. And now the question is how widespread will this potentially become, especially now that you have the second major bank closing? You know, I hear a lot of people, you know, talk about this, but they're not talking about the root cause of this collapse, which is very simple. You know, inflation was at 1.4%. It went as high as 9.1%. It's still not under control. America's banking system, you know, at some point started to crack under this pressure. Silicon Valley's bank collapse, you know, is rooted in the fact that they had artificially low interest rates that they maintained. And then, of course, the inflation caused by Biden's economic and energy policies. A lot of these problems were preventable, you know, resulting in, we invested our money in 10-year treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. And, we need the money back to make our bank keep working. And, you know, people like Jamie Dimon, you got to give a lot of credit to. He saw this happening back in November at this particular bank. Anyway, so federal regulators yesterday said that the New York-based Signature Bank was being shut down to protect consumers and the financial system, you know, following the collapse of California's Silicon Valley Bank. And, you know, the most outrageous thing that Joe Biden said is, it's not going to cost the taxpayers a penny, not 1 cent. Okay, then who's going to pay for it? Now, just ask yourself, where is that money going to come from to back up all of these billions of dollars that they're going to have to end up using to bail out everybody? Because they're saying that, you know, even if you're FDIC insured, that only insures you up to $250,000. And people that I know that have money often will put $225,000 in one bank, another $225,000 in another bank if you're really wealthy, another $225,000 in the first and a third bank, because you get the protection in every single bank. And now in this case, Silicon Valley, in their case, you know, they were putting it all in this one bank. And now you, the taxpayer, you're going to be the ones on the hook for this. All of us are going to be on the hook for this. And it's not going to be pretty. But anyway, they've now assumed control. SVB is how they refer to the Silicon Valley Bank. And anyway, if you look at what happened here, it is, you know, according to regulators, on March 10th, they took custody. It's the 16th largest bank in the country, the top lender for American tech and life sciences firms and startups, according to the press release. The collapse of this bank is the largest failure since the Washington Mutual in 2008 during the last major banking crisis. The FDIC is set up, you know, they set up a so-called bridge bank, the Deposit Insurance National Bank. And they're saying now that everyone's investments are going to be safe and you'll have full access to your money starting March 13th, meaning today. And although the main office and branches will reopen beginning next week, how do you have access to all your money if they're not going to be open anyway? Side note, the FDIC added it will pay uninsured depositors an advance dividend within the next week and will receive a receivership certificate for the remaining amount of uninsured funds. And anyway, but what's happened here is the massive interest rate hikes because of Biden and inflation caused by Biden economic policies and Biden energy policies, you know, have caused the value of bonds to fall, particularly those that take many years to mature. Turns out SVB invested heavily in all of those. And anyway, they got caught is the bottom line here. SVB's, you know, suffered significant losses, heavily invested in U.S. treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, which have all taken a beating. And their shares fell more than 60% after a March 8th announcement, wiping out $9.4 billion in market value. And there were people that saw this coming early. Apparently, Peter Thiel was one of them. Anyway, so the Treasury and the Fed have said the FDIC announcing their steps, et cetera, and they think that this is going to satisfy people. If you have concerns about your bank, you need to look into it, because the people that actually looked, you know, in the weeds, whose job it is to look in the weeds, saw what was happening here long before it happened. As I said, Jamie Dimon, he first mentioned it in November. I have the article here somewhere in front of me. I don't know where I put it. But, you know, this is deep and profound. If some people are seeing stuff and we're not seeing it, why are they seeing it? You know, and I think you can make a strong argument that they don't deserve a taxpayer bailout. And Biden making the point that it's not a taxpayer bailout is just a lie. And him saying that this banking system is safe, I don't particularly believe in that, have confidence in that. And then you get into the weeds of this particular bank. You know, first of all, the FDIC has less than half the cash on hand that they need to bail out depositors at these two failed banks, in spite of Biden insisting this morning that taxpayers won't be on the hook for bailing out depositors of the two banks. So my question is, where's that money going to come from? The FDIC has $128 billion of cash on hand. Deposits at the failed banks are $264 billion, according to the latest data that I was able to find available. You have Biden Treasury officials asleep at the wheel because inflation was ravaging these banks and their balance sheets. Charlie Gasparino had a great article in the New York Post about this, explaining that Biden's top Treasury officials, you know, were totally out to lunch as these storm clouds were beginning to gather over America's banking system. The way he put it was the Biden administration's economic priorities were focused on encouraging investments in woke causes as the markets and economy began stressing out over the Fed interest rate hikes. SEC chief Gary Gensler who's supposedly out there to protect small investors from stock scammers, was busy pushing public companies to make costly and unnecessary disclosures about their carbon footprint. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, was more concerned with Ukraine than the U.S. banking system, while musing that the Supreme Court's decision on Roe was somehow bad for economic growth. So we've had massive spending paired with zero interest rates until inflation forced the Fed to raise rates to stop Biden inflation, and the GOP, you know, took the House to hopefully curb, you know, these idiotic impulses that they have that they think are going to work. You know, I'll give you one example. Just days before the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, in part because their executives were focused on woke programs, some $5 billion worth. I mean, you can't even make up this stuff, that this is the type of thing that would take place. By the way, the Silicon Valley Bank CEO sold 3.5 million in shares just 2 weeks before the collapse. I'm sure it was a mere coincidence. And less than 24 hours before their collapse, Silicon Valley Bank, you know, known throughout the tech industry as SVB, hosted a private dinner for dozens of people at Perry's Steakhouse and Grill in downtown Austin. One guy that attended, said he ordered a specialty pork chop. Said, I was expecting that SVB would address the elephant in the room, but nobody said a thing about it. And Silicon Valley Bank employees, guess when they received their bonuses? Friday, just hours before the government took over. That timing seems a little odd, too. But don't worry, Joe Biden is saying the banking system is safe, and he's monitoring what's going on. And Janet Yellen now says it's safe. Janet Yellen yesterday said they wouldn't bail them out. Now they are bailing them out. By the way, it turns out, you know, we keep hearing about, well, Donald Trump, it's Donald Trump's fault. No, it's not Donald Trump's fault. Turns out former Congressman Barney Frank, Dodd-Frank, author of Dodd-Frank and the banking legislation, he was on the bank board of Signature Bank, the other bank. You know, I mean, this is insanity. You can't even make this up. You know, First Republic is on the brink. Bank shares plummet 74% in pre-market trading. You know, they're trying to say, well, we've got to contain this. We can't let this become a contagion, meaning spreading, becoming widespread. I mean, it is that bad. It really is. And it's that nerve wracking, you know, but the idea that just like the border is caused by Donald Trump, them saying Donald Trump did this is nuts. Banks didn't collapse under Donald Trump. We had secure borders under Donald Trump. Everything they claim that Donald Trump did, everything was working. We didn't have Chinese spy balloons under Donald Trump. Russia didn't invade Ukraine under Donald Trump. Inflation was at a very low 1.4% with Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't cause the East Palestine train crash either. You know, Donald Trump didn't need a refugee program. You know, the budget deficit, look at this latest monstrosity of a budget proposal put out by Joe Biden. It's insane. But, you know, that's what Democrats do. Silicon Valley Bank imploded in a single day. It could be just the tip of the iceberg, Business Insider. Peter Thiel's founders fund withdrew millions from the bank. Why? Because they read the deep details in the bank's finances, and they came to the conclusion this isn't being run well. That's being responsible to his investors. You can't single him out and say, well, why did you sell out? Because I saw that the underlying finances of this bank were in trouble, just like Jamie Dimon saw in November that this was in trouble. So if they saw it, why didn't Yellen see it? Why didn't the head of OMB see it, Shalonda Young? Why didn't Joe Biden see it? Why didn't Kamala Harris see it?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, so they don't have enough cash. Joe Biden lies and says it's not going to cost taxpayers a dime for these bank bailouts. Biden's treasury officials were asleep at the wheel as inflation was, you know, roaring. They didn't think that these banks had bought 10-year treasury notes. They didn't think, or they were buying mortgage-backed securities. And for them to have to cash in and lose all of that money to even begin to meet their own customers' demand was ridiculous. But they did have enough money to go to dinner at an expensive steakhouse the night before. We did have the CEO cashing out, what, $3.5 million in stock 2 weeks earlier. We did have the Silicon Valley Bank handing out bonuses just hours before the bank collapsed. Bank officials, you know, spending, what, some $5 billion and bragging about being a woke company. Why are they being forced to be a woke company? Because that's exactly what it is. Silicon Valley Bank commits to $5 billion in sustainable finance and carbon neutral operations to support a healthier planet. This is insane. You know, they're more concerned about wokeness. How much money did they waste? $5 billion worth? Did they spend the full $5 billion? We'll continue.
Solid as a rock. Honest. Truthful. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I planned this weekend. I got a new firearm from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. It's their new U.S. survival rifle. If you're in the market for a new firearm, you can't do better than Henry Repeating Arms. And they've got over 200 models to choose from. You can't go wrong with any one of them. But I wanted to try out the new rifle. Hopefully, I'll be able to do it at some point next weekend. The great thing about it is you can take it apart, put it back together in seconds when you need to. The parts fit right into its stock, so it's easy to stow in your car, your truck. It's compact, so you can carry it everywhere. It's only 3.5 pounds, 16 inches when disassembled. Has three types of camo, or you can get it in black, whatever you like. It's very affordable at anywhere between $250 and $400, depending on the finish you like.
I love all their finishes. I mean, they really, they've got some amazing craftsmanship. And like every Henry firearm, it's made in America or it's not made at all. And it's backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. If you'd like to see a video of this new survival rifle, just go to henryusa.com/survival. And when you're there, make sure you get your free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. Again, 200 models to choose from. You can't go wrong with any one of them. I love this company. I love their craftsmanship, especially. Mine are always accurate right out of the box. Anyway, just go to henryusa.com, free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. That simple. Let me go back to November. In November, and there's been a couple of people whose names pop out as having been right about Bidenomics from the get-go. One, believe it or not, it was Obama. What was Lawrence Summers' job? Was he Treasury Secretary? I think he was Treasury Secretary. I forget. Anyway, he's been right the whole time about Biden inflation. He said early on, it's not going to be transitory. Also talked about what needed to be done in terms of raising interest rates and how to do it. They didn't quite listen to him. He was the Secretary of the Treasury. Anyway, and another one is Jamie Dimon, who's the head of J.P. Morgan. Now, J.P. Morgan themselves, they warned in November. Now, if J.P. Morgan is warning people in November about this particular bank, Silicon Valley Bank or SVB, then you would think that the government would take note. You know, one of the things I like to do in my life is listen to smart people. And then I take their smart information, I process it as best I can, and then try and pass it on to all of you as best I can. Because smart people usually, they're just people that are really, really brilliant in certain areas. And I think Jamie Dimon is one of them. Anyway, what they predicted at JP Morgan was that this bank, SVB, had $16 billion in unrealized losses, and how it could pose a serious risk, according to an analysis, the report reviewed by the New York Post on Sunday. And this is after the collapse on Friday. And anyway, J.P. Morgan released their now troubling research after holding a deep dive or doing a deep dive webinar with SVB CFO Dan Beck, according to the report. Should the balance of the deposit outflows and inflows persist for longer than expected, another key topic was discussed, is the risk that SVB will need to sell underwater, held to what's called HTM, it's mean held to maturity. I've been telling you that they had all of these investments, their 10-year treasury investments, their mortgage-backed security investments. The treasury investments were 10 years, and now all of a sudden interest rates are going up, and now all of a sudden the money that they have in treasuries isn't worth anywhere near what the market is performing at. And they said at the time, should the balance of the deposit outflows and inflows persist for longer than expected, another key topic they discussed, the risk that this bank, SVB, will need to sell underwater, meaning at a loss, HTM securities and realize the losses. And the focus of the investors, you know, rapidly shifted to the company's $16 billion unrealized losses to their held to maturity securities portfolio, which was extensive. Should this in fact happen and they need cash? Well, that's exactly what happened. And JP Morgan analysts were largely optimistic about the bank and even gave it an overweight rating, meaning the stock's value would increase, but that was temporary. But you know, there's a reason that a lot of these smart people saw this coming, because these are people that's their job to read, you know, the fine print and the details that none of us will ever have time to read in our life. Anyway, there's an article out today. The headline is in the Epoch Times, Morgan Stanley warns investors to sell stock rebounds that may follow the government intervention in the SVB collapse, is what they're saying now. And this is the reason I never give out medical advice. I don't give out financial advice. I tell you what I like and don't like, but I always also add, you know, talk to your own financial people and ask them. But Morgan Stanley, as their top investment officer, is advising investors to sell any rebounds in stock prices that may follow this regulatory support measures since the collapse of SVB, and they suggest selling any bounces on a government intervention to quell the immediate liquidity crisis at the bank and other institutions until we make, you know, new bear market lows at a minimum. This was written by Mike Wilson, Morgan Stanley's chief U.S. equity strategist, and first reported by Bloomberg News just earlier today. Anyway, he's considered among the most bearish investment strategists on Wall Street and successfully predicted a stock sell-off last year and the October rebound. So you're not dealing with a dummy here, something to pay attention to as you move forward with all of this. But, you know, there was Andy Kessler writing in the Wall Street Journal today said, you know, he pointed out the amount of money. Well, first of all, in January of 2020, SVB had $55 billion in customer deposits on their balance sheet. 2 years later, they had $186 billion on their balance sheets. He said they're in many ways they're a victim of their own success because these deposits were often from IPOs, and you know they banked almost half of all the IPO proceeds in the last 2 years, and most startups had relationships with the bank. What he pointed out is that a lot of the money, you know, that's a lot of money to put to work, and some of it was lent out, but with soaring stock prices and near zero interest rates, no one needed to take on excessive debt, and there was no way that SVB was going to initiate $131 billion in new loans. So the bank put a lot of their money and new capital into higher yielding long-term government bonds and $80 billion into 10-year mortgage-backed securities paying 1.5% instead of the short-term treasury paying 0.25%. That's a big mistake that was made by them. Also talked about their wokeness, which I mentioned earlier, which was not wrong either on any point. There is an issue involving NBC and CNBC analyst Jim Cramer. Look, how do I say this in a nice and honest way? Linda, you ever watched Jim Cramer's show?
We actually booked him once he was here.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
Oh my gosh, it was when I first started. It's over 10 years, at least.
Seems like a likable guy. But, you know, he's got this mania kind of stock show, and he's, you know, he rolls up his sleeves and he knows
he's
everything.
A lot.
It's too much for me. I can't take it. But I watch his show and I'm like, I'm watching and watching and watching, and I'm like, I'm not taking financial advice from this guy. I'm just not.
Absolutely not.
And anyway, it turns out that the Mad Money host recommended to his viewers, which is very little, by the way, he does not have many viewers, that they buy shares of this bank, Silicon Valley Bank's parent company, which owns the tech-driven commercial lender that swiftly collapsed on Friday. And he said it was the ninth best performer to date has been SVB Financial. And then he told viewers on February 8th that he listed SVB Financial among its biggest winners so far in 2023. Oopsie daisy. But I would think that they run a disclaimer before that show. If not, they should.
I doubt it.
Goldman Sachs said it didn't expect a federal interest rate hike now as a result of this in March, which Jerome Powell had predicted, pretty much said would happen last week. Of course, the politics, Joe Biden is blaming, you know, Donald Trump, which is a joke on a million different levels, but there are a lot of risks to this bailout strategy. If they guarantee the deposits without congressional approval, they're going to face a lot of legitimate legal questions. That's for sure. And the White House is going to seemingly choose to jam Speaker McCarthy if markets aren't calmed down. But that's not McCarthy's job. McCarthy does have a fiduciary responsibility to we, the American taxpayer, unless he's going to buy the lie that we're not going to be the ones on the hook for this. That's just an outright lie. In Business Insider, they had an interesting piece about Silicon Valley Bank and how it could just be the tip of the iceberg. I'm not trying to give you bad news, but it does. It certainly has to be looked at as a possibility. We already have another bank taken over, but the bank's collapse is a byproduct of the Federal Reserve's hiking of interest rates by 1,700% in less than a year. Once risk-free treasuries started generating more attractive returns than what SVB was offering, people started withdrawing their money, and the bank needed a quick way to pay them, and that ultimately forced them to sell off their 10-year treasury notes and also their market-backed securities. They had to sell all of that just to stay in business, and it got to the point where they couldn't afford to do it anymore because the losses were piling up left, right, and sideways. You know, when you raise interest rates this quickly after 15 years of low interest rates, nearly zero at some points, you know, you really don't have a lot of leverage at that point if you've invested in a long-term treasury bond, for example. Anyway, so SVB did a thing for the bank, a normal thing under regular circumstances, and it ended up working against them. You know, because they went long term and they should have gone short term because they were betting that interest rates would remain low. Now the Fed is in a pickle. What is the Fed going to do here? Because if they raise interest rates again, what happens in that case? Does that now spur another round of bank failures? If they don't raise it, how does it impact inflation? But anyway, panic had already. There are some smart people that actually do the reading. And the ones like a J.P. Morgan or Peter Thiel's group, the way it was written up was critical of Peter Thiel. I'm like, it sounds to me like Peter Thiel and his founder's fund had no money in Silicon Valley Bank, that they had taken it out in large part because they did their research. Now the question that everyone's asking is this going to be a contagion? You know, customers lining up outside of First Republic Bank to get their money out. Dozens of customers lined outside of First Republic Bank in Southern California, eager to withdraw their funds in the wake of the Bank of Silicon Valley Bank. You know, this is a far bigger mess than I think most people are really understanding. And by the way, it's having, you know, an impact on the world economy. The British tech sector is now seriously at risk after this bank collapse. That was an article written abroad that I read, you know, from wine country, according to the AP, from wine country to London, this bank's failure shakes the worldwide markets. I think it was the Daily Mail that pointed out this is not a one-off. Financial markets braced for more pain from Silicon Valley after, you know, a possible death spiral with First Republic, PacWest, and Signature Bank stocks now going down by up to 50% and tech giants unable to access frozen billions. Geez, what is the long-term output and impact? Dramatic. What is Biden's answer? A $7 trillion record budget with massive tax increases, wanting to raise, you know, the income tax by 5%, raise taxes on small business, nearly doubling the capital gains tax. He wants a tax on unrealized capital gains. We spent a lot of time on that last week. A massive increase again on corporations, a Medicare tax, stock buyback tax. I mean, none of this is bodes well for the economy. $7 trillion at a time that we need to be cutting back. But just so you know, because of Biden's incredibly dumb energy policies, we do have other news. Saudi Arabia is doing great. Saudi Arabia's national oil company, Aramco, reported record annual profit of $161 billion for 2022, the largest ever by any single energy firm. Oh, I guess because when you artificially reduce the world supply of oil like Joe Biden did, then guess what? They're going to get rich. And we could be more rich than them because we have more natural resources than them. And we have a natural alliance and customer base, and that would be Western Europe that needs it desperately. Hey, I want to remind you about Mantis X. I love Mantis X. You're going to love it too. You may not know that all the best shooters in the world do a majority of their training using what's called dry fire practice at home. Now, Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces. It's military grade technology at a very affordable price. It's simple to do. You just attach it to your own firearm, and it's all electronic. And Mantis X gives you real-time, data-driven feedback on your technique. They'll guide you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X, and it's fun to use. Now, if you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you have a responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Let me tell you something. If you're really serious, Mantis X will turn you into a marksman or a markswoman. MantisX.com. MantisX.com.
The interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Every day.
Every day.
That's what we do.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, a lot of ground to cover today. Jim Jordan will be with us, Congressman of Ohio, also the chairman of the all-important House Judiciary Committee, discussing his hearings, his approach to all of this. We'll also get his take on this banking issue. Also, our economist Steve Moore and EJ and Tony are going to be with us. We'll get their take on this banking disaster. And I know a lot of you have a lot of questions. The best advice I can give you is listen to the smartest people you know, check in with every financial advisor you like and respect, and get their take on it. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program. Quick break. Jim Jordan next as we continue.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Burner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.